planes are back in the air again after the FAA grounded all domestic flights for around 90 minutes this morning. The agency said a system that sends safety information to pilots failed, though it's still unclear what caused that. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says there is no evidence of a cyber attack. Around 7,000 flights were delayed, making it yet another difficult day for travelers. Certainly not a good look after tens of thousands of passengers were stranded over the holidays, first because of weather, then a major meltdown on Southwest Airlines. Brian Summers is the editor of the Airline Observer. That's a newsletter that covers the airline business. Welcome back to Press Play, Brian.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Good to have you. All right. So let's first look at this FAA disruption. And when you have such a huge disruption, just grounding all domestic flights, how long before everything gets back on schedule?
The good news is that it's a Wednesday, and it's a Wednesday in January. I know this doesn't make sense for people who are at the airports right now, but it's not a huge travel day. So I actually think this is only going to be about a one-day story. My guess is that by Thursday, by the long weekend, things will be relatively back to normal. But you can't take solace in that if you're flying today. It's going to be a mess all day at the airports.
Right. Okay. So I've never heard of this system before. It has an antiquated name, I believe. But how susceptible are these systems to failure?
Well, Madeline, I'll diverge here for a second. It used to have a more antiquated name. It used to be Notice to Airmen. And about 2 years ago, they changed it to make it more inclusive to Notice to Air Missions. Mm-hmm. And these are communications that pilots get that tell them what's going on at the airports that they're going to be landing at. So is there a runway that isn't in operation? Is there a taxiway that they can't use? So they're used to getting these things. They can be important. A lot of them, pilots say, are not that important. But every now and then you get one and you say, oh, I didn't know that at the airport that I'm landing at. And so pilots need it.
Okay. So normally, the FAA does a pretty seamless job, or at least we can't see from our vantage point on the ground or in the planes themselves. These things don't happen very often. At least I've never heard of this happening. So should we feel pretty confident in the computer systems the FAA has?
Well, we should feel confident in the safety mechanisms that the FAA has. But the dirty secret in the airline industry is that the federal government is almost as bad at sort of this tech stuff as the airlines themselves. In fact, last summer, Madeline, you'll remember that the FAA and Secretary Buttigieg kind of blasted airlines for not getting the job done for their passengers, for not investing in infrastructure. And airline people were telling me, and they were telling the public too, hey, FAA, you know, people in glass houses can't throw stones. The airline people say that the FAA has been underfunded for years. They say that the FAA has not invested enough in both technology and people. So you have certain situations where if one or two people call out sick at an FAA building, then flights are going to be delayed or canceled that day. There's actually been a lot of snickering recently between the FAA and airlines about whose fault which delays are.
That brings us to Southwest and this insane meltdown. 16,000 or more flights were canceled, and the federal government is taking a pretty hard line with Southwest. What is the airline trying to do now to make it up to passengers?
Yeah, you're right, Madeline. This one was wild. I know passengers think that all airlines are the same and all outages are the same. But the fact is, you know, other carriers did not have the same problems as Southwest recovering from these storms and cold weather. This was a Southwest only thing. And really, on a legal basis, Southwest is only required to give refunds to passengers who are wronged during this time. But this has been a major hit to the airline's brand because they don't want to lose their customers. They've come out and they've said, we're going to try to make everything right. So if you incurred extra costs during this meltdown, if you had to stay extra nights in hotel or extend your rental car or even book a very expensive ticket on another airline, Southwest has said it will make you whole. This is going to take a really long time for Southwest to get people all the money that they're owed. I already see on social media folks complaining. It's going to take some time, but this is a big deal that mm-hmm. Southwest is paying all this money back.
Yeah, so it says it could cost them around $825 million or more Do they have the money for this?
They're going to find it somewhere or another. I mean, airlines are not making the big profits that they were making before the pandemic, but people are buying plane tickets. The airline has cash flow. They can go take out debt. Southwest understands that it needs to do this. They've had 50 years of positive press, and they don't want to go down because of the meltdown. They don't want to be known as the airline that disappointed people. They want to be known as the airline that disappointed people and then made things right.
So quickly, what was it exactly that they did wrong? I understand it had something to do with the fact that they didn't have modern ways to schedule their employees.
Yeah, you know, it was explained to me this way, and it was kind of crazy for me to hear it. They lost track of their crews. You know, think about how many pilots and flight attendants an airline has, right? Thousands. You know where the airplanes are because that's pretty easy, but you don't have a GPS tracker on your pilots or flight attendants. So you cancel all these flights. You know, nobody's doing anything wrong. They kind of disappear. Nobody knows what's going on. Nobody knows who's in charge. And so Southwest didn't have the technological mechanisms or any other mechanisms to find the pilots and flight attendants and then reassign them to other flights. You know, ideally when the system goes down, when you have to cancel or delay flights, you say, okay, these pilots and these flight attendants are now reassigned to a new trip. You're not going to go to Burbank anymore. You're going to go to San Francisco. That sort of crew scheduling system, it just completely melted down. And as it was explained to me, this was because Southwest had not invested the time or the money into the kind of the back end software that would allow them to track and reassign these people.
It's just mind boggling. So we are kind of at their mercy, whether they decide to do that or not, because people need to fly. You can't really hop on a train these days, even to go up to San Francisco. It's, you know, it's unthinkable. So we're going to get back on a Southwest airplane, right?
I think most of us are going to get back on a Southwest airplane. We'll get back on a Southwest airplane because it's the cheapest option. We'll get back on a Southwest airplane because we live near Ontario Airport or Long Beach Airport or Burbank, and Southwest is the clear market leader at those places, and we don't want to go through a big airlines hub. We'll get back on Southwest because we're traveling with a family of four and we're checking six bags, and you know, most of those are going to be free. Southwest has a clear differentiator. They're a little bit different than the big three airlines. They're different than the ultra low cost carriers. They have a lot of people that like them very much. And I do think that over time, most of those passengers are going to return to Southwest. Maybe not all of them, though. It was pretty bad.
Yeah. All right, Brian, thank you so much. Great to talk to you.
Thank you, Madeline.
That's Brian Summers, editor of the Airline Observer, and that's a newsletter that covers the airline business. Once considered the future of the Republican Party and Paul Ryan's protege, New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is now Paul Ryan's biggest disappointment. She has gone full MAGA. Coming up, we'll find out why the Harvard-educated former moderate shapeshifted, losing her friends along the way. That's next on Press Play.